Good morning, church, and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. For those of you just joining us, my name is Jeff Glenn. My pleasure is to be a pastor here at Lighthouse and to take you through the Word on these mornings or whenever you're watching, and get a little insight from the Word for a few minutes to kick off our day. And if you are a longtime watcher and are enjoying this, go ahead and like and share and bless some other people. And you can also comment as well, and we'd appreciate those. So last week, we talked about, from John's first letter, about the fullness of joy that's derived from realizing that our position prior to Christ or prior to Jesus' intervention, and that contrast, which is from darkness to light, from death to life, right? It's so great, right? The contrast is so great that it produces joy. And especially when we meditate on that and think about that more, like what was our previous state? Where were we at prior to accepting Jesus? And then where did that bring us to? And really getting a full understanding of what that is. And that's like the engine for joy, right? It's an emotion, to be sure, but it's not dependent on who we are and what our circumstances are. It's dependent on Jesus. And so it doesn't matter what's going on around us. That joy of knowing we've been transformed from darkness to light or from death to life is still with us. And so that's something that we'll always have, and it can produce great joy. And that's Paul's purpose for writing this letter here, that our joy would be full. And so as we continue in his letter, we'll look closer at this transition from darkness to light. And we'll see that in 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And so John's saying that, well, actually what John is not saying, right? John isn't saying, hey, look at me, I've come up with some new way to relate to God, or I've attained some spiritual plateau that gives me a better vantage point from which to view God, and so follow what I'm doing. No, he's saying here that he's received this from God himself through Jesus Christ, right? So he's relaying a message. He isn't coming up with his own system or way to view God, right? He's saying that this is the very will of God and the word of God, right, that he's giving to us, right? So for the readers of this letter, this is what God has given John to share with us. And that message is that in this first part here is that God is light. And, you know, as I've mentioned before, I teach a group of 9th and 10th graders here at Lighthouse Christian School for one class, and it, I really enjoy it. And we were speaking of this concept of darkness and to light just today. And, you know, they don't, well, at least this group that I have, you know, they don't have any misconceptions about this life, right? This life, you know, they know that while some parts of it are good and enjoyable, and, you know, life is good, it's provided to us from God, but the world that we live in, they know that it's dark. There's dark things that happen. There's things that are incomprehensible. There are things that are sad or evil or cruel. So they know that. And so they even agree with the concept that this world is in darkness. And so to know and be told that God is light is very encouraging. It's also encouraging to know that we have been transformed from that darkness to lightness, right, from dark to light. And the charge here from John is to continue to walk in that light as he is in the light. And so that's a very important concept, because John's not saying, hey, go out there and forge for yourself some kind of righteous life that might appeal to man. He's connecting our walking in the light with God being the light, right? And so even in that concept here that we see in verse 7, that God is the light, Jesus is the light, right? But we have fellowship with one another. It's kind of that package deal of being part of the family or the body of Christ, is that we have fellowship with one another in the light. And so that's an important distinction too, is we're not out there on our own, right? It's also very easily to conceptualize this concept of hypocrisy as John continues, right? He goes into verse 8, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, right? And so, you know, this idea of hypocrisy or pretending is very easy for us to conceptualize too, right? He's not pulling any punches. He's not necessarily rude to be rude's sake, but he's just telling the truth. It's really a call to examine ourselves. You know, do we say that we're followers of Jesus while not really following him? There was a previous job that I held probably 10 years ago that we had a joke in the management group that, you know, you could receive the Trailblazer Award and as a leader, right? So it was really visualized by someone who was completely off the trail, you know, kind of hacking a path, you know, through the brush and, you know, totally going for it, but there was nobody following them, right? So they're expending all this energy and they're out there kind of all on their own. And that's the same sort of thing here, you know, except for rather than being the leader, we can expend an awful lot of energy and time doing things, claiming that we're following Jesus, but in reality, we're just headed off into the brush, into the opposite direction, while he's continuing on that on the lighted path that comes with following him, right? So here we are out there in darkness, kind of hacking at the bushes, thinking we're doing some good things, but the reality is we're not following Jesus at all. So as a call to examine ourselves, or a challenge really, that are we deceiving ourselves? That's one of the greatest forms of self-deception, and really to break free from that, to examine our walk with Christ. Are we in the light as he is, right? So the self-assessment is simple. Are the lights on? And, you know, where you're walking with Jesus, you know, living with him, going about your daily life, and where you're at right now, is it light or is it dark? And so we all have a sense of what darkness is, right? You can't see your way clear. There's a little bit of anxiety that comes with that, of not knowing quite where you're at, where your bearings are at, right? And so, you know, it can at least produce a little bit of worry, like, man, I'm in this dark place and I can't find my way out. But the cure is to turn the lights on. And that's the awesome thing about that metaphor is once you turn the lights on, the darkness recedes. And so you can see your way. And as Psalm 119, 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so the cure, again, the diagnosis is, if you're in the darkness claiming to follow Jesus, just turn the light on, right? Put that lamp to your feet to light your path, right? Study God's word, seek its direction, and put it into practice, right? John reminds us here that it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. So even the sin of wandering off into the darkness, right? Trying to forge your own path, right? That remedy is just as true and sure as walking in the light, that returning to the light, right, is just as sure, right? And so what John is saying is verse 9, if we confess our sins. So we come from a place of self-deception to confessing that And he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and then to cleanse us from that unrighteousness. And so that's the encouraging thing about this, but also the other stern thing that John has to say, which I love, because we need to have that in-your-face moment of, as he says in verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And so how would we make him, how would we make Jesus a liar for saying that we haven't sinned? Well, that's Jesus' purpose for coming, right? That's the incarnation. That's his life and death and resurrection, is because of our sin. And so if we say that we have no sin, then there's no reason that Jesus needed to come, and we make him a liar. So we don't want to do that. We want to be honest. We don't want to self-deceive. We want to examine God's word and meditate on it and then apply it to our lives. So I hope that's encouraging, and have a blessed day.